Well, good morning, everybody. Velvet here with you. And, well, we got something special going on this morning. And, well, as you know, so many things have been canceled due to COVID-19. So the people who have all kinds of stuff going on that we would normally go to and enjoy have started doing virtual things, and that includes the Battle of Plattsburgh. So they are going virtual also. And we have Tom Donahue here today, and he is the president of the new 1814 Commemoration Inc. Incorporated, in case you're wondering. And well, we're going to get Tom on here talking about what's going on with the Battle of Plattsburgh. And he's been involved with the Battle of Plattsburgh for many years before taking over leadership as president of the nonprofit 1814 Commemoration Incorporated. And well, he's going to speak about the mission of the organization and how COVID changed the commemoration from a traditional to a virtual event. Well, good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us here.
Glad to be here.
All right, so why don't you tell us about that with the organization and how COVID's changed it and what's going on?
Well, I'll give you a little background that I was involved with the Battle of Plattsburgh since around 6 years, maybe 7 years. And I was always kind of on the side helping out as a volunteer. And every year we'd have meetings planning the next event for the upcoming year. And this year we were online back in early December to, you know, plan out the event. And one morning we got a call that we should all meet because we were told that the city of Plattsburgh no longer would be doing the Battle of Plattsburgh. And we were all shocked. We said, well, what's going to happen? So at the meeting, they said, we're gonna present the Battle of Plattsburgh this year, and then afterwards, you know, we can't do it anymore. So a bunch of us got together that had been volunteers for years and said, well, we just can't let this die. We need to do something. And one of the guys that had been around for many years told us that in the old days, they had their own organization, which was a, you know, tax-exempt organization, so they could get donations and sponsorships, and maybe we should look at going back to the old way of doing things. So we talked about it for a while, and we decided, well, let's make that happen. Of course, we had to find out, how do you do that? How do you create an organization? And it's a limited liability corporation, basically, so you can be tax-exempt. So we decided we're going to do that. And that way, we'll be able to work with Plattsburgh this year and, you know, learn the ins and outs of how they're doing things,
yeah.
And then next year take it over.
Right.
Well, then all of a sudden, we have a pandemic. We had applied for our corporation, and we were ready to work with the city, but then the city and both the city and us decided we can't do an actual commemoration like we used to do if there's a pandemic going on. You just can't have people out. So for a while there, it was just in limbo. What are we going to do? And we were waiting for our approval from the federal government and the other agencies that we have to apply through.
Right.
And we would be calling there every day, and there'd be no answer because there was no one at those offices. Right. They were at home also.
Yeah.
So, you know, we decided, like, if we can't do it in person, at least let's, our mission basically is to put on a commemoration every single year to remember the events that happened, not just in Plattsburgh, but all around the, you know, Champlain Valley, because that's really where the invasion took place and different battles,
yeah,
and different skirmishes. So we decided, well, maybe this year we can do a virtual commemoration. And everybody said, that's a great idea. And now I looked at the other people in the room and said, but we don't even have a website.
Right.
We don't have any money. We're just starting. We haven't even got approved yet. And yet, you know, time is passing, and it's working towards September, and we're looking at April and May where nothing was happening.
Right.
But yet we decided we're going to move forward, and we contacted Bruce Carlin from Carlin Media to set up a website for us. And what would it cost and everything? And, you know, we got the figures, and we looked at each other like, we don't really have the money to do this. But yeah, he said, you know, I've been involved in the Battle of Plattsburgh for many years, and I'll do this because I know you'll pay me later. And what a great thing
That's
to do.
That's wonderful.
It was great. Yes. So with that in mind, we move forward, but always in the back of your minds, there's that stress. What if we can't come up with the money? The poor guy's doing this for us. So then the next step was to figure out, well, how do we solicit donations in a pandemic or look for sponsorship? You can't just go knock on the door and say, hello, I want to talk to you, because people weren't even coming to the door. All the businesses were closed. And then we're thinking that, you know, a lot of businesses are hurting because they had to close down. So would they even contribute this year?
Right.
And yet we put together a bunch of packets and we got a bunch of volunteers and we did knock on some doors and we just left packages because we couldn't go in, just saying that we're a new organization. We don't want to let the Battle of Plattsburgh die. And for quite a while, it was very silent. And so we weren't sure what was going to happen. But very slowly, some mail started trickling in with a donation here and a donation there. And we have one of our members that contacted a couple of national foundations. And we managed to get a couple of grants, which got us going. And finally, we knew we had enough money to cover the website. So then we started in earnest working to decide what we're going to do. How do we do a commemoration on a website? So we got hold of many different people that had been involved over the years. They had videos, they had songs from they had done, and so we got together and made a list of things we'd like to see on the website. And it's been amazing what people have given us over the years. And then Bruce has taken a lot of those videos and re-edited them so they fit in a 30-minute segment.
Right.
And our website is 1814inc.com. And we have over 6 hours of videos, 30-minute segment videos.
Wow.
And it covers everything that's not only in this commemoration, but also what happened in 1814. What was it like to live here? What kind of clothes did they wear?
Yeah.
You know, what were people doing? And, you know, all the things that have happened over the past years, we're adding on a weekly basis, we're adding more to it so people can go there. And one week they might have a video of the McDonough Monument, how it was built, when it was commissioned, all the things that go with it. And the next couple days we're going to add another video for something else that happened around the 1814s. So it's been really amazing how things have come together.
And that's really great, because I mean, the details of it, you know, me and probably most people just know the basic stuff of what happened, this battle here and this battle there, and, you know, and why this was named for that, and, you know, but when you start going and looking at the research, like with the books I have here, wow, to find out, like, even how, you know, just certain properties that were owned, how they were attained, and then how they were passed on to somebody else, sold to somebody else, and then that person moved to Peru, and, you know, just all getting into all the details of it. That's really fantastic. Right. So it's very interesting.
Well, the history of the Battle of Plattsburgh is kind of a local history, and it shouldn't be. It should be known by everyone across this nation, because what happened here on the battle on the lake, especially when McDonough defeated a huge British fleet and they retreated from the attacks they were having in this area, it actually made a big impact on the peace negotiations that were going on back in Ghent, and it actually caused the end of this war. You know, people talk about, you know, the Battle of New Orleans, and that was the last battle. It was kind of said and done before that even happened, yet people don't know that. And that's one of the part of our mission is to get the word out.
They don't know how different things would be here if the British had won.
That's true.
They have no idea.
I might be speaking a little differently than now.
You know? Exactly. Our money would look a little different, too.
That's true.
When it comes down to it, there'd be so many things that were absolutely, totally different here in comparison to what it is now. And, I mean, in other words, the history here would be totally changed. It would be absolutely different from what it is. And it's just... And it's mind-blowing when you go there. And like you said, and just all the interesting things, finding out what people were wearing, how they got around, and everything.
What kind of food they ate, the kids' games. We have a great video about the kids' games, what they used to play back then, and the music from that era. Part of our mission, too, is to commemorate the 1814 period historically and kind of get away from any the commercialism that goes with, you know, celebrations. And we don't call it a celebration. We call it a commemoration. Remember what happened here, because it formed the future for our country.
And you all just went through, because of the COVID-19 thing, you went through your own battle to keep the battle commemorated through virtually. I mean, it really is when it comes down to when you're talking about how you had to, everything had to come together.
You know, we're hoping that people go to our website. Again, it's 1814inc.com. Look at the video. See what went on in Plattsburgh, the history of it. See about the commemorations from the past and what's coming up. And maybe from looking at that, people from across the country might say, you know, Plattsburgh, New York, never heard of that. Maybe we should go there and see what this thing's all about, you know?
And that's wonderful with the website, because that is one of the easiest websites you could possibly remember. It's not...
Very simple, yeah.
Yeah, 1814.com is, I mean, yeah, I would have to say that can stay even in my brain, and I have no memory of any kind whatsoever, but... All right, what about, I heard something about outdoor events that can take place?
Yeah, coming up the week of September 8th through the 12th, we're going to do commemorations at the different historic sites where things happened during the battle. The first one will be on September 11th, I think it's at 11 a.m. up at Culver's. It's in Bakemantown, up at the Battle of Culver Hill. That was the first battle coming into Plattsburgh, where it was like 11,000 troops were headed this way, and just a handful of militia hiding behind trees, taking pock shots, whatever, really slowed them down at that point. And that was the first actual skirmish where there were, you know, people killed on both sides. And so that there's a marker a couple miles up on Route 22, Culver Hill, and we're going to have a dedication there on September 11th. Interesting, the date September 11th, because everybody thinks about what happened in New York City, but, you know, hundreds of years ago, it happened here. That was the first attack.
Yes, there's something about September.
It's true, on the same exact date.
And people don't realize, too, and I didn't realize, as you're looking through, we're thinking, oh, okay, so here we are being invaded, and then these just, you know, soldiers go up again. That at times things happen, and before this, I believe I was reading about many soldiers who were down with dysentery and diarrhea and stuff like that, you know, very sick, and like 900, I think they said.
There was over 11,000 British soldiers marching towards Plattsburgh, and Plattsburgh had about 1,000 or maybe 1,100, but like you said, 900 of them, and they were sick.
Yes.
And yet, they're very ingenious about what they did. They sent soldiers on a continual walking back into the city, as if to say there were, you know, the British would be looking at us, spying on us, and it looked like more troops were arriving every day.
That is brilliant.
They didn't expect that we had such a small force here.
That's strategy right there.
Sure. And also on September 11th, later that day, at Riverside Cemetery, we're going to have another ceremony there. That's where the British commander Downey was buried after he was killed on the flagship. So there'll be commemoration ceremony there. These are open to the public. We're limited to the, you know, restrictions from the CDC in New York State. We can't have more than 50 people attend, but if people want to attend, there'll be social distancing and all the things we have to do. That'll be at 4:30 on the 11th. And then on...
Yeah, I see you have plans for future commemorations and events that...
Well, we want to make everything come back to the way it was, so people can attend and be part of everything, you know?
Yes.
So there's a few this year that we will, you know, do in the public. The Old Post Cemetery, which is out on Route 9, will be later that evening around 6. Same thing there. There's, I believe, 136 unknown soldiers buried there and 160-some... known soldiers.
Wow.
So there'll be a commemoration there. And the following day on Saturday on the 12th, there'll be a commemoration at Crab Island, where it was there was an Army medical facility there. Well, not a facility, but, you know, there's soldiers from both sides that were buried together in a unknown grave. And they dug trenches and just buried people. And the veterans have done a great job out there of redoing things, and each year they have their commemoration.
And one last thing that I'm seeing here is that there was a record some musicians and you produced about the Battle of Plattsburgh.
Interesting. let me just clarify one thing. I think I said it wrong. On the 10th is the Culver Hill and the cemeteries. On the 11th is Crab Island, which is Friday. Okay. And then on a Saturday, we'll do something at the McDonough Monument.
Okay.
So just get the dates right.
Yeah, right? You're going to call up and be like, wait, when is that happening? And I'm going to be like, wait, what? Yeah.
And the music, well, it's kind of an interesting story. My wife and I, after I retired, we visited the museum, and we were sitting through the little video they have there. And at the end of the video, they were playing the music from the Battle of New Orleans, you know, 1814.
Yes.
I took a little trip, and I was thinking after that, I says, you know, that everybody hears that, remembers the Battle of New Orleans.
Right.
And I thought to myself, well, why isn't there a record about the Battle of Plattsburgh that everybody can remember the Battle of Plattsburgh?
Yeah.
And so I was at a meeting one day, and I was thinking about this, so I started jotting down stuff about Plattsburgh that kind of rhymed with the music from the Battle of New Orleans. And I came up with basically the Battle of Plattsburgh. It's the same music as the Battle of New Orleans, except I used things that happened here at the Battle of Plattsburgh.
There we go. Yes. Like you said, it's very important, this battle, and it should absolutely be known by everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of a fun little tune. Another thing we're planning on from our organization is maybe in future commemorations, maybe next year or the year after, having an actual contest to come up with an actual song that will be the song for the Battle of Plattsburgh.
Oh, wonderful.
And maybe you guys can be part of that. You know?
That would be great. You can count me in. And I'll put it in writing after, too, for you.
There we go.
All right, Tom, I will hold you up no longer or torture you no longer with all the questions, I should say.
I enjoyed this.
I did, too. Thank you so much for coming, and this has been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you.
All right, and thank you for finding a way to get the Battle of Plattsburgh to everybody, one way or another. And
Out there, go to 1814inc.com and enjoy.
Absolutely. All right, Tom Donahue, everyone. He is the president of the 1814 Commemoration Incorporated. So you know what? We're going to let you go, and it's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you again, Tom, and you have yourself a wonderful day.
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much. All right. Well, we're going to get you back to more music right here at Hometown Radio, WIRY, the station of the music you grew up with.